Once upon a time, there was a castle. A dark, ancient castle surrounded by a deep forest and perched on the very edge of a cliff, as if the stones that built it were unafraid of death. No one knew who built the castle or when. Some stories say that it was the house of a great king from times long forgotten. Others say it was the home of the great powers, the gods themselves, as they created the world around it. All that is known, really, is that it had been there since the beginning of memory, always watching, always casting its shadow. A little village lay nestled just beyond the shadows of the castle. Many people lived in this village, but none of them knew the truth of the castle either, even though the village had been there for more than a dozen generations of a dozen families. It didn't matter. The castle had been there longer. Many stories were told about the castle. Silly or scary stories to be told around the hearth for the amusement of children. The village elders said it was built and then forgotten, the land surrounding it no longer useful to those who built it. Mothers said that a monster lived there, wandering amongst the cold stone hallways, and if the children didn't say their prayers before going to sleep, the monster would come and steal them from their beds and cook them in a stew. Young girls of the village would dream and whisper that a handsome prince was locked in the castle, doomed to linger until he found his one true love. The older boys would cross their hearts and swear that a dragon dwelled beneath the castle, protecting huge mounds of treasure. But even with all these stories, all the curiosity, no one ventured far into the castle. The farthest that anyone had ever been was the very end of the grand foyer, just before the winding staircase. And that place had only ever been seen by tough little boys trying to prove their courage, or a pair of secret sweethearts looking for a moment alone. No one had ever seen the brilliant ballroom with its magnificently painted ceiling and beautiful crystal chandelier, or the cozy sitting rooms decorated in deep, rich reds and blues, now dulled by the passage of time. No one had ever lain in one of the dozens of bedrooms, all of them a different theme. A pale blue ocean room that still smelled faintly of the sea, or a brilliant green room of eternal spring, the floral wallpaper bright beneath the layers of dust and neglect. All of this beauty lay forgotten. No, not forgotten. You cannot forget what you never knew. And so the castle stood, not forgotten because it was never known. The village changed, grew, shrank, and eventually died away into memory. Still, the castle loomed, watching silently as the ruins of the village were once again claimed by the forest. It watched as wolves made their dens in the underground storage hills behind the houses, and as birds made their roosts in the church steeple, and even as the memory of the village and the people who lived there became another faded, not known, so not forgotten place. But if anyone had dared delve deeper into the castle, they might have found the library, a world filled with the words and voices of writers long since gone. And if they had sat in the plush armchair next to a large window facing east, they possibly could have found a single small leather book. If they had picked this book up, they would have discovered that it was a handwritten book of love poems, some so beautiful they would make even the hardest of hearts weep. And, just maybe, if they would have turned to the very last page, they would have found the simple, profound dedication of this simple book. Just a few simple words that read, "To Belle, the beauty who tamed the beast within my heart."